Fan X Salt Lake Comic Convention is happening September 17th through the 19th at the Salt Palace Convention Center. Buy now and save up to 25% on tickets at fanxsaltlake.com with the promo code BROADWAY. This offer ends on February 14th at 11:59 p.m. Purchase a VIP or gold ticket and receive an exclusive Fan X t-shirt for a limited time. Meet the voice actors from Animaniacs and Scooby-Doo and celebrities from Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles and Once Upon a Time. More guest announcements are coming soon. Follow them on social media at Fan X Salt Lake to make sure you don't miss any announcements.
How about this? Our podcast today, powered by YouCare. I should say it's powered by clean energy YouCare. You know what I mean? Like, I don't want people to think powered by and think like industrialized.
Oh, yeah, like more inversion.
Yeah. No, that's what we're not about.
Very cool, guys. Good chat. Listen, it's cold outside right now.
Yeah.
And it's so, when it gets cold in Utah, the way inversion works, the pollution just sits down here in the bowl and it makes everybody sick. So clean air is actually every single person's problem. If you live in Utah, you need to be concerned about our air quality.
Yeah, it's bad for our health, it's bad for our environment, and it's bad for our economy.
So I did some research. Mm-hmm. I heard that YouCare was sponsoring the podcast.
And,
you know.
Someone got fancy.
I went to Ask Jeeves, as I do whenever I'm looking for some kind of information.
That's not a thing.
Still use that?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
That's not even a thing anymore. He's lying.
Okay, I went to Alta Vista. Whatever. Either way.
Okay.
And I started reading about the Division of Air Quality. You know, they say that when inversion is in place, air pollution doubles daily.
I had to go get a mask. I had to cover up half of my beautiful face with a mask just to get through. But there are some really great ways that you can help. First of all, if you're listening to this podcast right now, idling in a parking lot, eating some Popeye's chicken sandwich or something, now would be the time to turn your car off, put those headphones on maybe.
Yeah, carpool, skip the trip. In fact, there's an entire list for you up at youcare.org. Monroe, how do you spell YouCare?
That is U, the letter U, C-A-I-R.
.org for ways you can help improve our air.
Oh, good morning.
What are you doing here?
What are you doing here?
I work here.
I work really hard.
It wouldn't be work if you loved what you did.
Can you stop talking?
That's what I do.
That's what I do.
I talk.
Just talk.
It's like for a living?
Yeah.
And they pay you for that?
They pay me for that.
That's why they pay me.
Well, better get back to work.
Let's begin.
The Mixed Morning Fix with John Monroe and Jackson. Starts now.
Well, good morning to you. Today is Wednesday.
Hump day!
Wow. I'm John. That's Jackson.
Good morning.
What up, Monroe?
Hi, John.
So Monroe texts me, Jackson, I don't know, 5:50 this morning, saying, I'm gonna be late.
Yep.
And then I happen to look outside the window as the Arizona song Roxanne was starting.
Yeah.
And I saw her pulling in.
Yeah.
And part of me wanted to bring down the song.
And just start it.
And just start the show.
You?
We talked about it for a second.
We did. Yes. Because for those who don't know, we actually have a scoreboard here in the studio. And every minute your weight is 1 point against you. When you get to, we're doing 100? Is that what we're doing?
Yeah,
100. 100 points? Then we get to decide some type of punishment for you. So far, the score is Monroe, 17. Mm-hmm. Jackson, 0.
Mm-hmm.
And myself, 0 as well.
Mm-hmm.
So
I can't afford to get any points.
You really can't at this
point.
I don't
know if you heard my tires squealing or not, but that was exciting.
Did you sleep in or did you spend too long in the shower this morning? Which one was it?
I slept in.
You slept in? Okay.
Uh-huh.
All right.
I did.
How many people did you almost hit on your way here?
Well, there were at least 3 on the freeway. Mm-hmm. There were a couple pedestrians.
It's fine. They'll get out of your way. Yeah. You got it.
I think it was either a lump or a homeless person.
you're a terrible person. That's terrible. Since today is Wednesday, we do have a brand new second date update. So we're going to talk to Corey. Corey's a doctor.
Oh.
So doctor. Everyone wants to
Tell
have a doctor.
News.
But, you know, did he scare his date off with some of the tales from the office? We'll find out together. Also, we're going to play Royal Family Fact or Fiction.
Ugh.
Yes.
Oh.
Yes.
I'm going to be so good at this game.
I'm going to be really bad at it, so I'm glad someone's picking up the slack.
Did anyone else read the article that Meghan Markle is very upset that she lost some of her titles yesterday?
No, but obviously that was going to happen.
Right, she's staying the Duchess of like Essex. Like, what else do you want?
Sussex. Yeah, well, because that's what they filed their trademark as for their clothing line.
Ah.
Is Sussex Royal.
Got it.
And they took that from her.
They said you can't use that for...
You can't make money off that.
No, I agree.
Not if you're not a duchess anymore.
Why not just use the name Harry and Meghan?
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
This sounds great.
Harry and Meghan sounds like it's on Rodeo.
Yeah.
Like, Harry and Meghan, that sounds like a real fancy... Like, I wouldn't be able to afford anything at Harry and Meghan.
Harry and Meghan's one of those places where if you bought me something, it'd be like pears.
Uh-huh.
I'm like, oh, the Harry and Meghan pears arrived.
Ah, but they're wrapped in, like, actual gold leaf that you can eat.
Exactly. Mm. It's very classy. All right, Monroe. I got a pocket, full of sunshine. Why don't you give us a pocket full of sunshine?
Well, the story starts out really sad, but that young family who was a victim of the shooting.
Are you talking here?
Yeah,
yes.
In Grantsville. Uh-huh. Super sad. And a lot of the high school students, you know, that went to school with one of the kids were obviously going to be struggling. So it was their first day back after the holiday, and they found signs that were surrounding the school that was posted in the halls, but it didn't have anything to do with, like, school rivalries. They were of love and support. So it said things like strength to endure, courage to face the day. It was really cute. So the whole school was decorated with
these
signs.
Oh, look at those. Oh, those
just
are beautiful.
Kinda like,
yeah.
Yeah. Just, you know, it's going to be okay. I know it's a rough time, but...
A warm hug.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's cool.
I loved that.
Jackson, for the first time this morning, let's get to the showbiz beat, man.
Let's do it, buddy. Monroe, this story is specifically for you, because yesterday in the podcast extra, you talked about how much you love the soundtrack to the Romeo and Juliet movie starring Leonardo DiCaprio. Oh,
it's the best soundtrack.
What makes it so great is my question.
Just the songs, the collection. I would die for you.
It's the songs, and then the movie itself is so beautiful.
Oh, man.
It's just great.
Yeah.
Well, if you ever wanted to experience what it would be like to be Juliet, you can rent the house where they filmed Romeo and Juliet. So it's a Valentine's Day stay at the Italian townhouse where they shot the 1968 version of Romeo and Juliet. So it's not the Leonardo DiCaprio one. But it is a big, beautiful mansion.
No, I want the fish tank, Jackson, with Leonardo DiCaprio on the other side.
They walk by.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Like, ooh.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Okay, well,
I saw the 1968.
I thought she was going to be happier about this than I thought.
In English class, they used to make us watch that movie.
Laurence Olivier,
I think I saw it three times.
Oh, that movie drags. Wow. No offense. You know, no offense to the actors.
It's
the
no Baz Luhrmann is what we're saying.
Yeah, right? Mm-hmm.
Who is Baz Luhrmann, though?
Exactly.
Louis Capaldi says that if he wasn't a successful pop star, he would probably just be living at home with his mom and dad. Just wouldn't have a job. So there you go. My life would be pretty much the same because I still live with my parents.
He would, too.
It's
not a joke.
He's perfect. He's, like, huge over in Europe, getting huge over here in the United States, and he's still living with his parents, and he likes it that way.
Yeah. They do his laundry, man.
Yeah. He's like, and I'm never home. It doesn't make sense. Why would I buy a place?
Who was upset that he was comparing himself to Justin Bieber? He was doing it tongue-in-cheek.
Yeah, somebody yesterday in our meeting, we were all in a meeting, and they were like, Louis Capaldi, you gotta stop playing Louis Capaldi. And we're like, we love.
Yes.
John and I are the two biggest Louis Capaldi advocates in the world.
And Louis Capaldi is brought up every week.
Every week.
In the meeting.
Mm-hmm. And every
stop
week
playing
we're
Louis
like,
Capaldi.
No, we're gonna keep playing the music that we like, ma'am.
Yep, exactly.
So, but then they were like, yeah, Louis Capaldi said that he was just as handsome as Justin Bieber. Like, he was joking. He also said he would like to see Meatloaf play him in a movie one day.
He's just a funny dude to follow on Instagram.
Yeah, he's great. Really, truly fantastic. So Billie Eilish, we talked a little bit about how she's got an Apple TV documentary coming out. And she's now, it's coming out soon. And they've been filming her apparently since July of 2018. So it's almost 2 years in the making, this whole documentary. And she says that she is terrified to watch it. She hasn't seen a rough cut. She hasn't seen any of the footage they have. They've just been following her since she got into the music industry. And she's like, I don't know who has that much footage of them just laying around. I'm so scared.
I'm excited because she didn't pop till 2019.
Mm-hmm.
And when she did, it was overnight.
Yeah.
It really was. And so if you have footage before that to now.
What happened leading up to that?
Do you know the song Bad Guy?
Mm-hmm. Bad Guy.
Is inspired by the theme song of Wizards of Waverly Place?
No.
Yes.
What?
And if you do actually a comparison,
side by side,
you can kind of hear the beat.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
That's great.
Mm-hmm.
That is so cool.
Yeah.
Lizzo was talking to CBS, and she kind of talked a little bit about how she became Lizzo. So if you don't know, Lizzo's real name is Melissa. Mm-hmm. And she has a group of friends, and when they were kids, they did this silly thing where they just added O to everything. So she talked about how Alex was Alexo, then it was Nino, and she's like, so I became Lizzo, Melissa, Lizzo, and that turned into Lizzo.
Mm. It's like the banana nana game. Like Jackson, Bobaxkin, banana nana,
I don't think that's
wow.
what it is.
B5, Bobaxkin.
Not good.
Jackson.
At the name game.
Yeah, you really are not good at that song, but we can work on that off the air.
Yeah, we'll get to it. Don't
worry. Got a bunch of stuff I can rhyme Monroe with.
Like what?
I don't know.
Big toe?
Yes, that was what I was thinking.
Oh, that is what everyone was thinking. Thank you for bringing it up. Kelly Ripa says that she has quit drinking, and I think Ryan takes credit kind of for this. So ever since Ryan Seacrest joined the show, Kelly has stopped drinking. She says, quote, they're saying that Americans bought less wine last year. It's the first drop in a quarter century. Now, I believe that's because I quit drinking.
It's so funny.
She's not wrong.
Maybe that's why she was going through so many co-hosts.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They were like, listen, we bring Ryan on.
Or Ryan sat her down and was like, we got to get to the bottom of this. Because, like, she kind of thanked Ryan. Because if you watch the whole thing, she kind of thanks Ryan, and Ryan kind of takes credit for it. So, like, I think it was something that they had worked out between the two of them.
I like them together. I've watched some clips from time. Like,
they good chemistry.
They do.
And Kelly, I will say, Kelly always has a co-host that they have. She's got pretty good chemistry with everybody. Yeah. I really liked Michael Strahan, personally. Mm. But I think the thing is, it's just a really difficult working environment, and the guys are just like, I can't.
I don't want to do it.
I can't.
Yeah.
So when they courted Ryan, because for Ryan Seacrest to relocate, that was a big deal.
Yeah.
He had to move his show from L.A. to New York.
Yep.
He has to do the show out in New York with Kelly Ripa. And then in addition to all that, he's also doing American Idol. So if he was going to make that move, I think part of the agreement was, you're going to stop drinking. That's enough.
Could be.
So who knows? Or he got there, realized how bad it was, and he's like, we got to have a conversation.
Girl!
I mean, I'm in no position to judge Kelly Ripa, and good for her. I'm glad she's doing a good job. That's your showbiz beat.
All right, Jackson, appreciate it. All right, you've heard us talk a lot about the royal family recently.
Mm-hmm.
Harry and Meghan.
Mm-hmm.
Megxit.
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 Man, I called it.
Monroe called it. A long time before they got married.
Jackson signed it.
Jackson,
he's a witness.
Signed the piece of paper. She said this marriage is going to ruin the royal family.
Hi.
Yeah.
I think it's done nothing but improve the royal family,
you
personally.
Think it's a plus?
I like this drama.
Listen, I'm all about it.
Through it all, though, you've heard a lot of people pontificate and express what they believe are the rules of the royal family.
Mm-hmm.
People like us across the pond who really
don't
even
know. No.
But man, we sure like to have an opinion about things. So I thought today we would play Royal Family. Fact or fiction?
Yeah.
Ooh.
That's getting fancy in here.
Monroe won the coin toss, so we'll go ahead and start with her. I don't know how you're so lucky, but congratulations. Dang. We're going to Wendover is what we're doing.
Okay.
I think it's a double-sided coin, personally, but...
Don't look at it.
Okay, wait. Was it heads or tails? One, two, three.
Tails.
It's heads.
Uh-huh. All right, so, Monroe, fact or fiction? The Queen of England has no input power in government.
That's fact.
No.
Yeah, she can make some rules.
Yeah. In time of, quote, grave constitutional crisis, the Queen may take over and make decisions for the UK without input from the Prime Minister. So
at any moment, she can step in and be like, stand down. I got this.
She'd be like, oh, the grave constitutional crisis. And then,
like executive action, kind of.
Yeah, same
like
idea.
Our version of executive action would be over there. But it also, she can also go and talk to Parliament anytime she wants, right? Like, she's allowed to influence any public decision.
Oh, yeah. She still meets with the Prime Minister once a week.
Yeah, exactly.
Jackson, the Queen of England owns more of planet Earth than any other human living on it.
Ooh. Well, I don't know. They keep getting rid of them colonies. I'm going to say that that used to be it's true.
Yeah.
What?
The Queen of England owns 1/6 of the Earth's land. That is 6.6 billion acres. Second place is a Saudi prince with 500 million acres. That's a big difference. 6.6 billion to 500 million. Yeah. Jackson with one. Over to you, Monroe. The Queen of England still employs a man to duel with anyone who challenges her power.
It's got to be fiction.
The Queen of England does still employ a man.
Choose your champion.
Are you serious? Yeah.
Do you imagine that's your job?
I know.
Every day you're like, well, maybe
the Queen's champion.
Yeah, today's the day. Jackson.
Yeah.
Once you are knighted, it is something that can never be taken away.
That's not true. You can be stripped of knighthood.
You're exactly right. The Queen has the power to de-knight you if you've committed a crime and are sentenced to at least 3 years in prison. In fact, 5 people have been de-knighted in the past century.
Wow.
Yeah.
They deserved it, probably.
Monroe, let's try to get one on the board.
Yeah, I got to get on there.
The Queen of England does not need a passport.
Gosh, I have no idea. The Queen of England does not need a passport? That's false.
I'm sorry, that is a fact. The Queen of England does not need a passport, but all other members of the royal family, they do need one.
That's so funny.
I know.
Because you'd think that she would at least need a diplomatic, because like there are diplomatic passports that are different from ours.
Because she's the Queen of England.
Sure.
And she's not the queen of the world.
Yeah. She once was.
She once was, so she still gets
the sun never sets
around.
On the British Empire, Monroe.
All right, Jackson, we'll end with you. In India, French kissing is called English kissing.
Interesting. They were an English colony for a real long time. I'm going to say that's true.
You're exactly right, because they were watching English movies since they were a colony. Mm-hmm. Jackson with the win! Yeah!
Were there any that were fiction?
Yeah. You just did very bad at the game.
Yeah, you just were very good at this game.
That was very embarrassing. Hey, Sundance, kicking off tomorrow night.
Yeah,
it is. The Sundance Film Festival.
Ready?
So fun. I go through a range of emotions each year on the Sundance Film Festival. I don't care about it. And then as we get close, I really care about it. Then I fall off again.
Yeah.
At some point when I realize I'm not invited to any of the cool parties.
Any of the cool stuff.
You know?
Yeah. So I get excited because I'm like, okay, this could be the year that Chris Hemsworth and I finally make eye contact.
You just run into each other. You're both going to Einstein Bagel.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. I understand.
And then I'm like, oh. I don't want to deal with the parking.
Right.
I do not want to go up to Sundance.
Mm-hmm.
And then I realized that it's too late for me to change my mind. So now I can't get into anything if I wanted to. And
right.
Then I start feeling like, man, I should have gone.
You have some FOMO going on.
Yep,
yeah,
yep, yep.
Completely. Jackson last year tried his hardest to get into the, what was the movie called?
It was the Ted Bundy. Extremely shocking.
Yeah.
Wicked, vile. I don't know. It's the worst possible title, but I really enjoyed the movie when I finally saw it on Netflix 9 months later.
And you went to every single screening trying to get into
it. I tried to get into every one of them.
Yeah.
Oh, so angry.
And we actually, it's kind of going to be fun this year. We have some cast members coming in from time to time over the next 2 weeks, so that'll be cool. And there are some movies that look really good, but I just thought I'd tell you some of the celebrities who are going to be out this year. And then if you have any other ones, shout them out as well. I picked Sean Bean because I know, Monroe, you love like Lord of the Rings.
Oh, yes, he is a walking spoiler.
What
if he's in a movie,
he ruins everything.
He's dying.
Oh.
He's going to die.
I was so shocked when he was in Game of Thrones, he was Ned Stark. It's what blew everyone's mind and what made people.
He was the main dude.
Yeah. Spoiler. Do you have to say spoiler?
No,
not on Game of Thrones.
10
right?
years ago? No.
Okay. Who else? Hillary Clinton is going to be at Sundance this year. She has a documentary called Hillary coming out, and so they're expecting her to be there. Glenn Close. You know I love the Glenn Close.
Yeah. Cruella DeVille.
Air Force One.
Uh-huh.
The Wife. She has a
Albert Nobbs.
Yes, as well.
She was a dude. Albert Nobbs.
Wasn't she the one that boiled the bunnies on the stove?
I don't.
Single white female?
Oh,
is that what you're talking about?
No, there was a stalker movie that she was in.
Single white female?
No.
Toni Collette.
Oh, yes. Hereditary.
Yeah.
The last Sundance movie from Toni Collette was one of the greatest movies I've ever seen in my life. And she's just, in general, pretty fantastic. United States of Tara, really great series on Showtime. She's my hero. Like, honestly, there aren't a lot of celebrities that I would freak out about, but I would lose my mind if I met Toni Collette.
Have either of you... Go ahead.
About a Boy. I love that movie.
I don't know.
Hugh Grant? About a Boy?
I don't watch a lot of Hugh Grant
vehicles. I'm a huge... Listen, I love Hugh Grant. I love all of his old stuff.
Okay.
Yes.
Did you watch About a Boy?
I watched About a Boy.
Great show.
I'm with you on this one. Have you guys ran into any celebrities up at Sundance? Have you ever been up there and just roamed around?
I did, and I swear, but I'm not sure.
Okay.
I passed by this dude, and I'm pretty sure it was John Voight. Angelina Jolie's dad.
Yeah.
But I wasn't
totally
sure.
Say anything.
No.
I told you how I ran into Mary-Kate and Ashley Olsen.
You did?
Yeah. What?
You ran
into
them?
That's just another one that I would freak out about.
Would you?
Oh, are you kidding me? I would crumble to the ground. I love the Olsen twins.
I was working up at Sundance. I used to work up there for the festival. And I was walking up the hill, and they were coming out of, it's like Maggie Moo's, whatever the ice cream shop is there in Park City. And they came out, and like I literally almost like ran into them, and I was like, "Hi!"
Which, it.
That
it's
tone
awkward.
Never comes out of
Hi.
This. Yeah, they stared at me. I stared at them, and then I just kind of took the door and I went into Maggie Moo's. Wasn't even going in.
Didn't
there.
Didn't even want ice cream.
No,
just had to get out of the
just
situation.
Just had to somehow excuse myself
That's
from
fair.
The run-in that was going on.
Yeah, you oughta.
Lisa Loeb is coming to Sundance, and I bring it up for one reason.
I can't.
Lisa, I was telling Jackson and Monroe, I don't know if it was on air or off air.
It was the podcast extra,
is that what it
like
was?
Last Friday or something.
That Lisa Loeb has the best nursery rhymes album.
I bet she's fantastic.
Anyone. So the fact that now she's coming here.
Yeah.
We need to
big
get.
Big deal.
Listen, we could get Lisa Loeb, right?
Lisa Loeb, will you come sing us a lullaby?
Don't you think we could? I mean, out of all these.
I'm trying to think of a. Is she the one that sings Torn?
No, that's Natalie Imbruglia.
Okay.
Give me a second. I'll pull up some Lisa Loeb for you. Ethan Hawke is back. Last year.
We interviewed him last year.
Well, do you remember how that happened?
No.
They accidentally put his phone number on the production sheet.
That's right. And you just called
him. And I just called him.
Oh, my gosh.
Thinking that I would get like a press person. And it was like, hello.
That's right.
And I was like, hey. It was just Ethan Hawke. Just on the phone.
Didn't go to his people. It went directly to Ethan Hawke.
Yeah. Because he was producing the movie or something.
Oh,
was, yeah.
So funny.
What?
Eva Longoria is going to be there.
Eva
Longoria. She's so cute.
She's coming.
She was Andy Samberg's girlfriend in Brooklyn Nine-Nine for a hot second.
Yes.
And she was so pretty.
So
she
good.
Was the defense attorney. And also, Andy Samberg is coming to town. I can't believe you didn't say Andy Samberg.
Kerry Washington also, right?
Yeah.
There's so many this year. Originally, there was like no one confirmed. And now
and
everyone's
then,
confirming.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hey, here you guys go. You
say, oh, yeah, this is my jam. I only hear what
I want to. Yes.
This is very Taylor Swift.
Okay.
Esque.
Yeah. Lisa Loeb, we're playing your music.
We're coming in studio.
Come in studio, please. Yesterday, Monroe walks into my office.
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, I'm not wrong about this, right? Cereal is a soup. And I just said, you know what? Why don't we just wait till tomorrow?
Let's have a conversation about it.
And we can talk about it then.
Yeah. Because I'm not going to just come out of the gate telling you you're wrong.
Uh-huh.
I'm definitely leaning that way,
okay.
But I'd like to know your argument.
So you're saying you're open for change.
I'm open-minded to it. Sure.
Okay.
Sure.
Mm-hmm.
Well, like,
I'm a registered independent, so.
Ultimately, it is a soup, right? I mean, like, you eat it just like you do soup.
Okay.
It's.
Because it's in a bowl, so it's
a cream base with chunks floating around that you use a spoon.
Yeah.
That's it.
Well, there's gazpacho. That's cold, you know? It doesn't have to be warm.
Right.
And, like...
So is your main argument that it's served in a bowl?
No, it's just, it's the same
it's
idea.
The whole concept to you
yeah,
is
it's like
same.
A sandwich. Like, you know, you can have a roast beef sandwich. Uh-huh. You can have
It's like clam chowder, but if you took the clams out and replaced it with Captain Crunch. Crunch
sure.
berries.
Right.
Yeah.
That makes
it's
it the same
soup.
Thing.
It's the same thing.
But it's not the same thing.
How?
Because.
I'm like, I think she's winning me over, honestly.
It's ultimately like, what? Okay, vegetable soup. You take vegetables and you mix it in tomato juice.
I would say, if anything, it's more of a stew than a soup. If we had a, crazy path.
Okay, defend yourself. Explain to me how it's more of a stew.
A stew has more of a bunch of chunks of something within like a liquid base.
But a stew is stew.
You just described soup.
Nah, soup is more usually, quite often more of a puree.
A stew,
if you will.
Soup.
You're eating the wrong soups.
I'm telling you right now, it's neither. Let me just start there. But I'm just saying, if I had to choose between a soup or a stew.
Well, that wasn't the question.
Oh, okay. It's not the question at
no.
all. I'm trying to lean into
for
the
crazy. For the sake of this argument.
Yes.
Soup and stew are the same thing.
Okay. No. No.
So why?
Well.
Soup is defined as a liquid food prepared by boiling. Therefore, soup is anything that extracts flavor from a product by letting it soak in broth.
Oh, all right. John won me over.
Well, yeah. Right. Well, where did you get that explanation, though? Is it someone's opinion?
Yeah.
Yeah, so then that doesn't count because you don't know that that's what soup means.
Well, yeah, but this is your opinion too, Monroe.
Right. You're not any more of an
expert. None of this is fact-based. That's for sure. But I do like the definition of soup is something that is boiled and takes flavors from other things.
No, that's stew. That is stew.
This text says soup is savory, cereal is sweet.
No. Because pie, same argument for pie. There's sweet pies, there's savory pies.
Soup is a hot meal, cereal is cold.
But gazpacho is cold. Yeah, you got to give it up for her on that one.
This says Google says the definition of soup. This is a text. It usually contains vegetables and meat. And is in a stock or water, not milk. Sorry, Monroe.
But that's not true. Mm. Clam chowder. There are tons of soups that are cream-based.
Broccoli,
those are the
cheese.
Only ones that I like.
Okay.
Cream of chicken. Cream of broccoli. Cheddar. Cheddar everything. Cheddar broccoli. That's all cream-based. That's
cream
all milk-based.
Cream of mushroom.
You of all people, Jackson, I thought would be rolling your eyes at this. I'm not going to lie. I thought that I would say what Monroe told me in the office. Jackson would laugh with me at Monroe,
yeah,
and
you guys
we would move on.
Drag me through the mud.
Yeah, exactly. But instead, Jackson, of all things, this is what you decide to be.
This is the hard thing.
This is not a hard thing to talk about.
I have really strong opinions about pretty much anything, and I don't even need to know that much about it.
No.
You just throw out a topic or a headline, and I'll have an opinion. This is breaking me. I'm torn. I don't know.
And so Monroe asked me yesterday in my office, is cereal a soup? And I'm like, no, that's ridiculous. And we bring it up on air, and all of a sudden, you're asking questions like you're thinking it is a soup, and texts are coming in,
bro,
so 10 texts says it all.
It might be a soup.
This text says cereal does not have to be eaten with milk. It can be eaten dry. Thus, cereal is not a soup.
Dude, you could be like my son and do it with apple juice.
Ew.
No.
What? Why? Because?
Well, because one time we were out of milk.
So he tried it once.
Yeah.
I never thought of it that way, but she makes a good point. I'm going to go with Monroe on this one.
Thank you.
Absolutely not. A hamburger is not a sandwich, and cereal is not a soup. Yes.
Hamburger.
See, now you're just wrong on two fronts.
Yeah, a hamburger is
it's a ground beef sandwich.
Cereal is not a soup. It's on a completely different aisle at the grocery store. Where do the good people at Harmon's put it? Do they put it on the soup aisle or do they put it on the cereal aisle?
Well, they put it in the breakfast aisle.
It's breakfast soup.
Is that what we're going to call it?
Yeah, we're calling it breakfast soup.
Monroe needs to go back to rehab if she thinks cereal is a soup.
I was never in rehab.
That was a good joke.
I've never had an issue.
That was solid. I got a bucket,
full of sunshine. I got a lot. All right, Monroe, why don't you give us a pocket full of sunshine?
Well, now I have to pull it up because I was busy Googling what soup meant.
Someone wants to know, do you consider spaghetti a soup?
No.
Okay.
No, because it's a sauce. More of a sauce. Mm. It's
you're
not like
with a fork.
Oh, that's where we become ridiculous?
Well, that's when it's ridiculous.
Okay.
Mm. Absolutely. Mm-hmm.
Okay. There's a pizza guy in Port Huron, Michigan. His name, I love his name. Raiden.
Raiden wins.
Raiden Jones left his keys in his car while dropping off an order this month. And when he came back 2 minutes later, someone had stolen his car.
Oh, no.
Raiden, the pizza delivery guy. That's so rude.
Mm-hmm.
And I've heard that's how they do it. That's kind of like a scam.
Right.
Like they'll just order a pizza, have you pull up to a house, and then they'll jump in.
Someone's waiting just like out there on the street.
And they'll steal your car.
Okay.
Yeah. It's not cool.
Messed up.
But luckily, a total stranger named Kevin Lindke. I don't know.
Sure.
Raiden, I just felt like
He needed a
Kevin
cool thing,
Kevin deserved
too.
The same, yeah. He helped him out, not once, but twice. So he was driving home when he saw Raiden's car going the wrong way on the highway. So he called 911. The woman who stole it promptly sideswiped another car and tried to run off. So Kevin chased after her and convinced her to wait for the cops to come. And it turns out she has a history of mental health issues. So luckily, no one was seriously hurt. But Raiden's car was pretty mangled. So Kevin stepped up again and gave him his car.
Kevin's the man.
Kevin.
Stop it, Kevin.
Kevin's a good guy.
What a hero.
I know. He'd been planning to sell his old minivan, but when he found out that the wrecked car belonged to the pizza guy, he decided he didn't need the money as much as Raiden needed a new ride. I hooked him up.
All right, Jackson. Let's get back to the showbiz beat.
Let's do it, buddy. Taylor Swift tells Rolling Stone magazine that she enjoyed starring in Cats, even though the movie was an absolute train wreck.
Yeah.
She says, quote, I'm not going to retroactively decide that it wasn't the best experience. I never would have met Andrew Lloyd Webber, and I never would have gotten to see how he works. And now he's my buddy. I got to work with the sickest dancers and the best performers. I have no complaints.
Dude, she got to hang out with Rebel Wilson. Okay, tell me that wasn't a good time.
Oh, that was a good time.
I bet they did have fun on set. They got to play cats.
Yeah.
They wandered around.
And also they're and looking at each other being like, meow. At some point, you have to just give up and have fun.
Here's what I'll say. There are amateur improv troops all over this great nation that are right at this moment pretending to be cats. Uh-huh. But I don't have to pay $9 to see it. You know
true.
What I mean?
Uh-huh.
That's the difference.
Gotcha.
Like, great if Ian McKellen or Rebel Wilson want to go be cats together somewhere. That's fine. But don't involve me.
Do it on their own time?
Yeah, don't involve the rest of the nation in this. This is none of their business.
Dame Judi Dench.
I'm disappointed in a lot of people that were involved in that product.
Do you feel like you're owed an apology from each one of them?
I feel like each one of them needs to send me a dollar.
Okay.
Honestly, every person in that cast, starting with Jason Derulo, owes me $1.
Jason Derulo.
All right, so we talked yesterday about the Good Morning America interview that Ozzy Osbourne had done, talking about how he's recovering from his fall and how hard life has been. But that interview actually aired on the show by the time we had gotten to it. We just saw the previews. So he was just giving an update on the fall. Well, then it aired yesterday, and he revealed this huge news. Ozzy Osbourne has been diagnosed with Parkinson's disease.
Oh, no.
Uh-huh. And he was diagnosed after the fall. So the fall had to, that must have been the thing that the doctors say, yeah, I think you've got Parkinson's, bud.
The Parkinson's triggered the fall?
Yeah. Or he fell, and that's the first time he's been to the doctor in a while.
Maybe that.
Which sounds like a real Ozzy Osbourne kind of move, you know? His wife Sharon said, quote, it's not a death sentence by any stretch of the imagination, but it does affect certain nerves. It's like you have a good day and then you have a really bad day and there's just no telling what it's going to be. And then one of the hardest things for Ozzy has been not working, saying, quote, coming from a working class background, I hate to let people down. I hate to not do my job. It gets me down because I can't contribute to my family. But he added, I ain't done yet. I ain't going anywhere.
Okay.
So, yeah, he's going to fight through
it. He's got a great attitude about it.
Ozzy doesn't have to perform anymore. Ozzy performs exclusively because he enjoys doing it. Like, they've got enough money that they never have to. Plus, Sharon is still working and bringing in a good paycheck.
A lot of money.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. So, it's not a money thing. They do it because he just loves doing it. Yeah. So imagine, not being able to do it anymore. Like, physically, your body just won't allow you to. That's so sad. That just sucks. He's such a good dude. And then more horrifying news, Taylor Swift's mother, Andrea, was diagnosed with a brain tumor.
No.
Andrea, if you remember, years ago had cancer. And that was a big part of Taylor Swift's journey as a musician, was having to navigate also her mother's cancer diagnosis. And she was declared cancer-free. She went through the right treatments and everything was fine. But this is a brain tumor unrelated to the previous cancer.
Oh, wow.
So they're going through all this all over again because the symptoms are presenting in completely different ways. They don't even know what treatment they're going to choose yet. But it's just crazy that this poor woman has to go through all this again. And it's a different... It's a different thing, you know?
Have they known about this for a while, or is this pretty new for the family as well? Do we know?
I'd imagine they've known for a little bit of time, because Taylor Swift wouldn't make the announcement, I don't think,
unless they
kind of knew what was going to happen.
Yeah, I read a little bit yesterday, and they're saying that that's why she had such a short tour.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because it's a brain tumor, you know? Like,
anything
can
happen.
Yeah, so she didn't go on a huge tour.
Huh.
This last round.
Got it.
That makes sense. Yeah, it's just, it's crazy. I can't believe. I don't like, but my stars are having a bad time because then they don't release music.
Taylor Swift's mom also is just a sweet woman.
Yeah.
And a lot of people, if you ever like are able to go on the fan club tour when she's in town, mm-hmm. it's Taylor Swift's mom who actually gives you the tour backstage.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
And so she walks you through everything.
She's involved.
And, oh, she is a big part of the show.
Yeah, if you meet Taylor Swift, you're going to meet her mom.
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, interesting. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, I figured they were really close after her mom posted that video of Taylor Swift eating the wrong banana after her wisdom teeth. That means her mom is funny, too, because that is not something that Taylor Swift PR, Taylor Swift Incorporated, would have wanted released, even though it was hilarious. Yeah. Megan Morris ripped into internet trolls yesterday for criticizing her pregnancy posts.
Maren Morris?
Yeah.
Okay, I thought I heard Megan Morris. I'm sorry.
Maren Morris.
Okay.
Maren Morris ripped into internet trolls. So basically, she's pregnant, and she's been posting a lot of pregnancy bumps. Like, she's really excited about it. And people are just like, we get it. You're pregnant. Like, really crappy about it.
Wow.
If you don't like it,
unfollow her.
Unfollow her. Just keep scrolling. Why?
Yeah.
Why? Have an opinion.
Why do you trash people?
We have lost the ability to keep scrolling.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like, now everyone feels like they need to write a comment. You don't.
Nah.
You don't have to.
No, but you don't have to have an opinion.
Just keep scrolling.
It's none of your business.
Yeah.
She said that she wants to respond to everybody and just be like, sorry, bozo, but I'm not currently touring, and I don't have any hair vitamins or tummy tea to sell you. So the only thing going on in my life is my pregnancy. Take that, Kardashians.
Yeah. Good for her. Good for her.
That stupid tummy tea. And Alicia Keys is going on tour for the first time since 2013. Her tour is going to start in June. She's also recording a new album called Alicia that will be released on March 20th. But we're actually currently playing a new Alicia Keys song that is like top notch. It's her single from this album.
Yeah, it's called Underdog.
Uh-huh.
I love it.
It's so good.
I love this song.
It's really good. It's just classic Alicia Keys.
Mm-hmm.
And she's been, you know, she took almost a decade hiatus. I feel like she owes us some good music.
What's weird is you always still see her around.
Yeah.
Like, even though she's like hasn't been putting out music, she hosted the Grammys 1 year.
Well, I think Alicia Keys, she's one of those people that like is the music industry in Georgia. Like in Atlanta, like she's heavily involved, and Atlanta has a lot of influence over the music industry in general. So I'm really looking forward to it. March 20th, we're going to get that new album. And that's your Showbiz Beat.
You're in charge of the show. You get to choose the news right now. Plus, we're putting you into a drawing for Steve Aoki tickets. Jackson's story is...
It's raining cats, dogs, and iguanas outside today.
What do you got, Monroe?
Wait, Mom! Dad, where are you going?
And I've heard of coworkers leaving you hanging, but this is ridiculous. Says, I'm going with Monroe. She gave the best deliverance.
Thank you.
And here you thought that your tease was terrible.
I let myself down.
Mm.
And your great story, though.
Not just yourself. Yeah. Don't worry. You let us down, too.
It's a great story.
We're very disappointed.
Oh, absolutely.
Mm.
Morning, all of you. I'm going with John this morning. Thanks for making our commutes better. Thank you. Only because it's currently raining where I am, my vote will be for Jackson today.
Yeah.
This is Kelsey driving to work. I listen to you guys every morning. All intriguing teases, but... I'm voting for John. Monroe, your tease was very sad, but here's a sympathy vote.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
How sweet is that?
I do.
Let's just tally them up here and see the winner today. At 44% of the votes, Jackson!
Yeah, man!
All right.
Thank you.
So, ABC, this is a pretty cold year for a lot of the country. I know it's not the coldest it's ever been here in Utah, and it's actually a pretty mild winter for us.
It really has been. I said that yesterday with fear of like, oh. Mm-hmm.
You jinxed it.
I know.
Well, I'm jinxing it for all of us. All
right.
Because, like, I mean, we've gotten a few really hard-hitting snowstorms, but the storms this year aren't sticking around.
No.
They hit fast and hard and then leave.
Yeah.
Unlike most years where it's just cold and horrible all year long.
Yeah.
But it's really bad in Florida. Now, Florida is known as the world's zoo. I don't know if you know that. because of its tropical climate. It's the only tropical climate in the United States, so other than obviously Hawaii. But because of that, then a lot of tropical animals can survive there. So people are like releasing snakes, and there's all sorts of reptiles that are not native there that are invasive because people just throw them out there.
Right.
Because the climate supports
them. Gets a pet turtle and decides that they don't want to take care of it anymore, so they let it go.
Exactly. Bad news. Bad news all around. But normally the temperatures stay warm enough in Florida that these animals can survive and it's not a problem. Well, it is getting so cold in Florida that iguanas are just falling out of trees. So the Weather Service in Florida came out and they told everyone, hey, watch your head, because with the temperatures dropping to 30 or 40 at night sometimes, mm-hmm. the iguanas are getting too cold. They're going to what's called bermation, and bermation is kind of like hibernation, but they don't go all the way to sleep. They just, their body slows way down. So they don't have any reaction time. They can't grip, and eventually they'll just like kind of fall asleep and fall out of the trees. So they're like, if you don't look up, you could get hit with a frozen iguana.
Could you imagine walking and a frozen iguana
no.
just lands on your head? Because they're
Dude,
big animals.
They're
anyways.
Huge.
Yeah.
I would. That would kill me.
Yep.
I just. Oh, yeah. I would have a heart attack and I would die.
That's true.
That too.
That actually,
yeah.
that, you would actually die. But yeah, they're big animals. They're pretty heavy animals. So to get hit.
Walking around with an umbrella. Just in case an iguana falls on you.
There's no rain in the forecast today. Ah, yeah, iguanas.
Iguanas, you know.
Yeah.
I'm sorry?
It's iguana season. In Florida, it goes monsoon,
uh-huh.
illicit drugs,
right.
hurricanes,
mm.
and then iguana season. Those are the four seasons of Florida.
It's raining iguanas. Hallelujah. It's raining
No, no, no. I want you to stay confident through that whole thing.
Don't give up.
Don't
if
trail off.
If you are going to go with that,
you got to go
you
for it.
You better finish strong
How
with
dare
that.
You?
What, don't you bail away from
I don't
that
want
much.
To talk about
we gave you the stage and you just
I
leave us hanging?
We backed off because you said, guys, sit down.
I've got this. So if you're going to Florida, make sure to look out for all the lizards that are falling out of the tree because, you know. And also, if you see a lizard, just sort of move him off the road.
All right. The other two stories, and also we'll have Monroe singing again on our podcast today. Helping your dating life with the second date update. Morning, Corey.
Hey, what's going on, everybody?
Well, more importantly, what's going on with you, man? How's the dating life? Where are you at right now? Like, how can we help you?
You know, I thought things were going all right. You know, I don't think I'm that terrible of a person to go out with or anything.
Okay.
But I just went on a date with this lovely girl, Stephanie. We had a great time together, and you know, I have a lot of weird stories because I work as a dentist. I'm a dental surgeon.
Oh wow!
Hey,
okay,
all right.
That's so weird, man. We were talking earlier this week about like dental surgery. That's such a random.
I was gonna say, did you pull someone's tooth out on a hoverboard by any chance?
There's a story of this dentist who actually pulled out someone's tooth while riding a hoverboard and lost their license.
that wasn't me, I swear.
Okay, so that's not you. You're not that guy. But I bet you
no,
have some.
It's,
go ahead.
It's definitely right. It's the time of the season, man. Everybody got done with their holiday eating, and they're all coming in to get their teeth cleaned. That's what it is. That's how it goes.
Okay, so you feel like you're a good dinner date because you can always pull from the bag of work-related stories.
Yeah, you know, I always like, I think it's kind of one of the unique things, just, you know, A, to show that I'm not this jobless bum or anything, and B, just because there's a lot of, like, really interesting people that come in, with people have these crazy stories about how they get, like, their teeth knocked out, and you just see you meet all kinds of people working as a dentist, so I like to think I'm a pretty good, like, people person, you know?
All right, Doc, I got a question for you. Just how graphic did you get? Because I hate teeth things. When people tell me things that happened to their teeth or that they saw happen to other people's teeth, I don't want to hear it. Horror movies, when it starts raining teeth, I'm not about it.
That's
I don't like
out.
Teeth. That's just not my jam. So did you maybe tell her something that was a little, ew?
I mean, I don't think so. But I have a high tolerance, I guess. But
yeah.
I'm not like showing pictures or anything. I did mention about this one kid who well, you know, he was in college and he was drinking with his friends and they were they were playing Flip Cup, and I guess he slipped on the floor and knocked out his two front teeth.
So Flip Cup related injuries.
So maybe it was a story.
I'm telling you, that has to be it.
Okay.
I don't know. Either way, she's not getting back to me, and I thought we had a great time, but I don't know. I'd like to give it another shot if I could.
Well, why don't we get Stephanie's number from you? We'll call her up and we'll ask if it's, you know, your teeth stories that are getting in the way, or if it's something else.
That'd be great. Thanks so much.
The Mix Morning Fix with John, Monroe, and Jackson.
Mix 105.1.
It's your second date update. We're trying to help out Corey. Corey's a dental surgeon. Like, that's legit, yep. Man.
That is legit.
I mean, why is he should be getting date after date after date. He's a doctor.
Even doctors are having hey, are you handsome, doc?
You know, I don't think I'm that terrible to look at.
He's a handsome doctor, and he's having this many problems. What's it like out there for the rest of us?
What's the world to do?
Yeah. You know, us hard fours having a hard time out there, and this hot doctor can't even get a date.
So Corey met Stephanie, and Stephanie's not calling Corey back. Hey, man, we were able to track down Stephanie, so I'm going to pick up with her. Don't say a word. Just let us talk to her for a second, okay?
All right.
Okay. Stephanie, good morning.
Hi. Hello.
Hello. Hi. You're actually talking. My name's John, and Jackson's here, and Monroe's here. We do a morning show on Mix 105.1. You got a few minutes for us to just talk and record?
Oh, yeah. Okay, sure.
Cool. You know, it's crazy is Jackson was actually just talking before we picked up with you about how hard dating is and how how frustrating it is to do, especially in the new year. Are you experiencing the kind of the same thing?
Oh my goodness, it's so hard. Yes.
It's so annoying. Yeah. It's such a chore, too.
It is. It's so hard.
But I'm sure it's exciting when you meet someone who maybe has a cool career, like maybe they're a doctor, maybe they're a dental surgeon, and they can share with you all these awesome stories, maybe about even of someone losing their front teeth while playing Flip Cup. Like, these are just things that I'm thinking of off the top of my head.
Yeah. It sounds maybe like you talked to Corey?
I did talk to Corey. He actually reached out to us because he thought you guys had a really good date and, you know, you're not calling him back now. And we can't help but think maybe his dental stories were a little too much, too graphic around the dinner table. Is that why you're not calling him back?
This honestly could be maybe the weirdest date of my life.
All right, here we go.
Okay. Oh, gosh. So we're sitting there talking, and Corey, he points out this growth in the middle of his forehead. And
like a zit?
It's not. No, not a zit. It's much bigger. And to be honest, I had noticed it, but I wasn't going to ask about it, of course. That just felt rude. So it turns out that this growth is a non-cancerous growth, which is good for Corey. You know, that's great.
Mm-hmm.
But then he proceeds to call it his unicorn horn.
No.
And yes, and he keeps trying to get me to touch it.
Mm-mm. No.
And it was so gross, and he just wouldn't stop talking about it. And it's just disgusting.
Yeah, you got it wrong, girl. That is next
like
level.
A skin tag?
Okay. Can I just?
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Hold on, Corey. Stephanie. Corey's been listening in. Corey and his unicorn horn has been listening in. Corey, I'm speechless. I can't help it. Tell us what's going
Why?
On.
You know, it's not like I was trying to say. You were complimenting my looks earlier. I was just saying, like, I'm kind of self-conscious about this growth on my head, and I try to bring a sense of humor to it. I try to point out the elephant in the room. I don't, like, you know, I'm trying to liven the situation. That's all.
Point out the unicorn in the room.
I see it, and I don't need him to keep talking about it.
He's like,
and wanting me to touch it. It's gross.
It's like one of those door stops, the old springy ones where you hit it, you're like, doing.
He like tattoos Bodor on it. Okay, wait.
I know it's very obvious. I try, you know, I wanna like laugh about it. You know, I wanna like.
Okay,
you're a doctor. Clip it off.
Oh my god.
Oh my gosh.
That's what I thought. That's
not that
I
kind
thought.
Of a doctor.
Okay.
You have to know plastic surgeons could remove it, right?
So Corey,
it's not cancerous. It's, you know, it's just purely. It's just purely, a
cosmetic.
That's all, you know?
Yeah.
Cosmetic, exactly.
So my question then is, and I like your approach, you know, lead with it, make a joke about it, take the power away, blah, 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 because otherwise she's going to be staring at your horn the whole time. However, why continue bringing it up, and why invite her to touch it? That's my biggest problem. Why bring her in on it?
Like, I'm a dentist, and I believe that the one way to get over our fears and our insecurities about things is just approach them head on. That's all. So I figure we, joke around about it, make it not a big deal, and then we can move on. But
yeah, you just gotta take the bull by the unicorn.
Oh,
yeah?
My God. There's this website that has just like well-known facts that everyone gets wrong. I'm obsessed with it because pretty much everything I believe is wrong.
Mm-hmm.
For example, cracking your knuckles.
Yeah. Doesn't cause any arthritis,
no,
right?
No, nothing.
Thank you.
It makes your knuckles big.
No.
It makes your knuckles bigger.
Nope.
No, it doesn't.
No. No.
Don't. Jack. Ugh.
I'm obsessed with it, too.
Yeah, I love it.
Still do it.
It feels so good.
To me, it is like one of the best stress reliefs out there.
Look at your big old knuckles.
That's just how I'm born. That has nothing to do with
it. Are you like me where you hold all your stress in your shoulders and your hands?
Uh-huh.
You're just like, like this all the clenched.
Time.
So when you can finally like relax, nothing's better.
The noise is just collapsing gas bubbles. They say the only thing maybe, possibly, it could weaken the strength of your grip. Bulls get angry when they see the color red. Not true.
Well, why do they do that?
They don't see in color, do they?
Why do they do that?
Oh, maybe.
It's the movement of the cape that gets the bulls to charge.
Oh.
Which is why actually sometimes they'll do, they're red and green colorblind. So actually some matadors will even use different colors because it doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter.
It's just the formation of the cape that gets the bull to charge.
Interesting.
Goldfish only have a 3-second memory.
That's not true.
Oh.
No.
That's not true?
No.
I always thought it was. I thought that's what we were always told in school, right?
Yeah. I thought that's why Dory
was one of those
was
fun
the
facts.
Whole Dory thing.
But fish are actually pretty intelligent.
You're telling me the mixed morning fish, the goldfish that are here in the studio right now, are intelligent? I have watched what they've been doing. Yes, yes, Jackson.
Thank you. Yeah. Hi. Every day at 7 o'clock, they get fed.
Uh-huh.
And every day at 7 o'clock, they know what time
they
it is. Because they come forward to the tank, and then I walk up, and they dance. They get excited
they
to see
not,
me.
They do not.
They do, too.
That is so not
they walk,
true.
They swim right up to the front of the cage. They hang out there, and they dance while I get the food out. They're so excited because they know what's about to happen.
Also, they actively plotted the assassination of John Fish.
That's true.
They did get together and kill my fish.
Yeah.
That did happen.
Uh-huh.
And then when we put the tombstone for John Fish in the fish tank, they knocked it over.
Yeah.
I don't know.
They desecrated your grave.
What their hatred is for John
Fish. I'll bet he was so irritating.
Oh,
I'll bet every Wednesday he was like, hoop day!
Hoop
and they
day.
Were like, I can't. If I have to
hey
get
guys.
Hump day one more time.
Hey, guys, guess what day it is?
Guess what day it is? Yeah. And they're just like, I can't. And there's not a lot of room, so they can't get away from him. So he's just like, hoop day, hoop day! And they were like, all right, just push him against the filter. Leave him there.
Shh, shh, shh. Don't struggle.
Hush.
It'll be over in a second.
It's a fun game.
Yeah. George Washington had wooden teeth. That is not true.
What?
I know.
Yes, it is.
I know.
They're on display.
No. The historians say that while George Washington did have dental problems, his dentures were probably ivory, gold, lead, and even other human teeth, to which I go,
ew.
Cute.
But never wood. The common myth is the result of the ivory becoming stained over time, giving that fake teeth the appearance of wood.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, because that's just one of those things
we
always...
Why do they say it's wood?
I think it just becomes part of...
Folklore.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Our stories.
That's dumb.
What about this? You know Napoleon wasn't short?
Yes, he was. That's what everybody says. He was tiny. He was a tiny...
I know.
He was a fierce little dude.
He had
little man syndrome.
That's how we got the Napoleon complex, right? Mm. That's how we all... No. In fact, he was... I mean, he was 5'5", to which we go, well, he was short. Well, no.
Back then...
He was just an average-sized dude.
Mm-hmm.
He wasn't short at all. They just say that there was a cartoonist back in the 1800s who started to draw him small.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Propaganda.
Wow.
And it started to hit so much that we all just go like, tiny old Napoleon.
Yeah.
Not true.
You would be shocked at how much propaganda we still believe from back in that day. Like, because it became a fact. We didn't have any way to fact check, so when we saw something, we were just like, all right, cool.
Dude, but when Bill and Ted went back and they got Napoleon in the...
I too.
He was
tiny.
That was Napoleon.
Yes.
Did you
Did you think that Bill and Ted was a documentary?
Yeah, they went back in time and they got everyone.
Mm. Yeah.
It was amazing. The fact that we had that kind of science back then to go back in time.
It was really cool.
And find everyone.
And then how they put the antenna back together with gum.
Oh, yeah.
That was impressive.
And when they went to the mall with all of these famous people.
Napoleon
was loving tennis.
Adorable.
You guys feel good about that?
Yeah, we're pretty proud.
Okay,
of
cool. Jackson, just wanted to make sure.
Earlier this morning, Monroe had the crazy notion of saying that cereal is a soup. And if you want to go ahead and vote on it,
it's not a soup.
It's not a soup. But if you want to put in your two cents, we have the poll. It's up on our Instagram page. Our Instagram handle is Mix1051Utah. All right, Jackson, one last time today. Let's do the Showbiz Beat, man.
Let's do it, buddy. Showbiz Beat today is all powered by Get Away Today. Alrighty, so you might have seen an ad going around, particularly if you're a big Tom Hanks fan, for a CBD company called Canapro. So Canapro CBD had a Tom Hanks endorsement. They had a picture of him.
Wow.
And it said, the advances Dr. Oz has made in the CBD industry are remarkable. I wouldn't believe it if I hadn't had the chance to try it myself. After using Canapro CBD for 2 weeks, I was already feeling like a brand new me. Alright? So that might have shown up, and you're like, wow. Tom Hanks and
Dr. Oz.
Come on.
Yeah.
Well, it was all a lie. So this Canapro company had used his photo and wrote a fake endorsement, and it went viral. Well, Tom Hanks found it, posted it on Instagram, and said, quote, "This is a false and intentional hoax. I have never said this and would never make such an endorsement. Come on, man." And then just Hanks! Exclamation point.
Yeah.
Just dude. Hanks. H-A-N-X.
That's how he signs everything. Yeah. That's how he signs all of his quotes.
Hanks!
Yeah.
Isn't that... Can you sue him? You have to be able to do something.
Yeah.
Like, there's no... Don't let them get away with this.
I don't know, honestly. I'd imagine he has recourse.
Do you really want to, like,
endorsement?
Do you want to go to court, though, and pay your lawyers, like, fight these people?
I don't know. I feel like they shouldn't have the right.
Hanks wouldn't. Yeah. But if this happened to a Kardashian, it would be a whole different story.
What about Dr. Oz?
Dr. Oz, I think he has something to do with Canapro.
Oh, so he actually is part of it?
I think he has something to do with the company.
Oh, I thought he was just being brought into it.
As a fake endorsement. No, from what I understand, he has some sort of like value in the company or something, but I could be absolutely wrong.
Huh.
So I don't quote me on that.
Okay.
But that's what it sounded like to me. So Prince Harry, Meghan Markle making their way over to Canada, slowly transitioning, and then all at once it sort of happened, right?
Yeah.
So they've been in Canada now for a couple weeks. Meghan was walking her son in a stroller at a park when several photographers grabbed pictures of her in the bushes. So she's still getting hounded by the paparazzi. Now, part of the reason that they left the royal family and they gave up their titles and their salaries and everything is because they didn't want to deal with the paparazzi anymore.
Yeah, but doesn't this make them more vulnerable if they're just in Canada? Aren't they more vulnerable to that?
Yeah, I kind of think if you thought, I'm going to move to Canada and no one's going to take a photo of me.
Instead of being in a guarded palace.
Sure, yeah. But I wonder if Canada has stricter propaganda laws or has stricter paparazzi laws than the UK does.
Yeah, maybe.
Because they're taking legal action. Meghan's lawyers were called in on this and says the shots were taken without her permission and that she and Harry are having their privacy invaded because they're no longer public figures, quote unquote public figures. Now they are just citizens. So I think they have certain rights under Canadian law maybe that are different.
But you can say all you want, I'm just a citizen. When it comes down to it, you are a public figure. Like it, you're
yeah,
famous.
That's
right.
Not going to go away.
Right.
Also, you're trying to keep your title.
I know.
Yeah. Which
you can't
have everything. They want
it
all.
Yeah. And this right here is exactly what makes me wonder about Canada's paparazzi laws.
Right.
Because I'll bet they're a lot more relaxed here in the States. And I don't know about the UK. So they probably chose Canada specifically for that reason.
I guess it's saying here that Canada doesn't have any paparazzi laws because they're not used to having paparazzi in their territory.
There just aren't enough people in Canada.
Like, it's not.
Yeah. And they export all their celebrities to us.
Yeah. So this is all new for Canadian government.
Interesting.
Well.
I just don't. They're not going to be.
I don't feel sorry for them.
I don't.
I don't.
No.
I don't.
Yeah, I don't know. I think it's a lot different. If you choose to be an actress, like Meghan Markle, I don't feel sorry for. She was an actress before all this. Like, she wanted to.
She's going
this
back to acting.
And yeah. We all know what the paparazzi is like. Harry, on the other hand, I feel kind of bad for because he doesn't like being a royal. He never wanted to, and he didn't have an option.
He didn't like being a royal because of his mom. Yeah. And like, the paparazzi chased his mom mm-hmm. and right. caused a car accident. I you know, that. Like, I get it. I get where he's coming from.
But Meghan, on the other hand.
You're born a prince, man.
Exactly.
You know, there's a lot of people who also had their parents die in car crashes, and they weren't royalty.
That's my thing. I said it yesterday. We're all born into something.
Yeah. Life's mm-hmm. not so hard for you. Chill out. Or it's equally as hard for you as it is for everyone else.
For everyone in life, yeah.
Get over it. That's fair. All right, so apparently there's still a little bit of a class divide even when you become like an A-lister, because Dax Shepard went out and he had quite the date with Brad Pitt.
What?
So they were just broing out, and he talked to Ellen about this. He says, I went on a date with Brad Pitt. I'm not kidding you. In typical Brad Pitt fashion, it was spectacular. We took a helicopter ride to a motorcycle track. We both love motorcycles. He found out I like motorcycles, so we both went motorcycles. He took just the two of us, and he rented out the whole track, and we just had a little jaunt on our motorcycles.
In a helicopter.
I want a friend like that.
That's romantic.
Says, I felt like Pretty Woman. Oh, I was like Julia Roberts in Pretty Woman. I was waiting for that chopper to set down in Rodeo.
Dude, between him taking Dax Shepard in a helicopter ride and riding motorcycles, and him making pottery with Leonardo DiCaprio.
Oh, yeah.
He's like Brad having Pitt, a great time.
He's a romantic.
Yeah, he is. And he loves his boyfriends.
I know. He does.
So cute.
Yeah.
So we all need to be more friends with Brad Pitt.
I know.
We need to get a little
Man,
cozier.
Man, I'm back on Team Brad.
Speaking of Brad Pitt, though, he may play Willy Wonka in a reboot of Charlie and the Chocolate Factory.
Let it go. Let it go.
I would be interested to see, because Brad Pitt always plays like the sexy brooding guy mm-hmm. or like some sort of villain, like he's kind of mean. I would like to see him be silly.
Whimsical.
Yeah. And his younger kids, I guess, have been pressuring him for years to do something with a little more fun and whimsy, because they're like, you're hilarious, but you don't show that side of yourself.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So apparently they've been in talks for a little while about this, and it's looking more and more likely to actually happen.
I did not like the Johnny Depp. Did you?
I didn't.
Yeah.
And that's why I'm like,
don't try
Gene
again.
Wilder, he was quirky.
Uh-huh.
That was his personality, so he fit the role.
So good.
But trying to make these broody dudes fit that quirky, because it's
Well, I would hardly call Johnny Depp not quirky.
His thing was creepy, though.
Yeah.
It did not come off.
It was scary. I liked it.
Did
I
you?
I liked those squirrels. Oh, I loved the Johnny Depp Factory. Oh,
oh,
yeah.
Really?
Oh, I watched it so many times. I thought it was great.
You like the Oompa Loompas?
Yeah. So scary. I loved all of it. Mm-mm. I was a big, big fan. In fact, the Oompa Loompas in Charlie and Chocolate Factory reminded me exactly of the cockroaches in Cats. So there's a scene where Rebel Wilson is line dancing with a bunch of cockroaches. Yeah, same idea, where it's like real people, but they're tiny.
Yeah.
It looked awkward. But yeah, 15 years ago, I guess they floated it to him. So when Johnny Depp played played Willy Wonka, they floated it to Brad Pitt, and he actually turned them down. But now he talks about how those love interest roles are getting farther and farther between for him because he's getting older.
Yeah.
And now might be the time to jump in and do something a little silly.
He could still rock it.
And he wants that blockbuster paycheck.
You.
That's your showbiz beat.
I don't know how this even became a thing. So you're telling me, Jackson, that the Jersey Shore crew has their own pasta sauce?
Have never in my entire life. I went to FYE yesterday.
Yeah.
And I wasn't planning on buying anything because I'm just like, nope, you need to be better with your money. You're a monster. But that all changed when I came across the Sunday dinner marinara pasta sauce from Jersey Shore Family Vacation. They literally are selling... Look at that.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, so it's like a Prego.
It's like a pasta sauce.
But it has the cast of Jersey Shore right on it.
That was a big part of the show, though, is every Sunday they'd get together and they always got to make the sauce.
Sunday supper. You got to make your sauce. Well, Sunday supper sauce.
Yeah.
But if you're interested, now let me sweeten the pot a little bit for you.
Okay, please.
If you're interested in some Jersey Shore pasta sauce, which, here's the thing. I talked to the people at FYE, and I just got it because I thought it was hilarious.
Yeah.
But they were like, we hear it's really good. Like, everyone comes back buying, like, they buy it as a joke, and then they come by and buy a bunch of them because
it was
actually really good sauce.
Really?
I'm excited to try it.
Okay.
I bet it is. I bet, like, you know, they...
They grew up doing it, and like that's their sauce.
To me, I'll bet it's just like ragu that they tore the ragu label off and slapped a Jersey Shore label on.
That's what it looks like.
It's just the same thing.
Yeah.
But they are currently, are you ready for this? Mm. Buy one, get one free. Regular price, $1.99. So you get 2 for $2.
So if you want to go to FYE,
it's quite a deal.
No one's paying us. Jackson's just a fan. Speaking of food, Monroe, you met someone we were arguing yesterday about the popcorn button.
Yes. Okay. So there was a woman who was listening to the popcorn button
debate,
right?
Yeah.
The debate. And so she stopped me yesterday at karate and she's like, listen, I almost burnt down my apartment using the popcorn button.
See? How is that possible?
Because you can't just set it and forget it,
yes,
John.
Yes, you can.
That's not what the popcorn button is for. Because you know what?
Huh.
It malfunctioned and it didn't turn off.
No.
You know what happens to popcorn when it's overcooked? It catches fire.
What?
Yeah.
It's true?
Uh-huh.
Let's play the celebrity birthday game.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Jackson goes first today.
Wow.
All right. Jackson, we'll let you go first.
All right.
You did not win the coin toss. Let it be known now.
That's because the coin has...
Listen, I win, and so then I get to call it. I get to call who goes first.
It's like home field advantage.
Yeah.
You're going to get to say like who's receiving. Who's...
Like Tom Brady does at the beginning of of his games.
Sure.
He just says,
you're looking at me as
you
if
go.
This is true.
Yeah.
That's how Tom Brady does it. Happy birthday, Chef Guy Fieri.
Ah, Flavortown. I'm going to take you down to Flavortown, baby.
Diners, drive-ins, and dives. He was here. He went to the that sushi restaurant.
No, I thought it was...
No, wait. No, that was Man vs. Food. He went to Moochie's.
Yeah, he was responsible for Moochie's.
Yeah.
Moochie's and Lone Star Taqueria in Cottonwood
Heights.
That's
right.
Next level. They took him to the next level.
You get one of those and it always does.
So
see,
good.
That's okay.
Go ahead.
Since we're talking about it, it is his birthday. I feel like we need to do some Guy Fieri appreciation. This guy travels around the country using his own brand,
mm-hmm.
his own platform, his own money, and he gives these small, independently run businesses free advertising that they would never be able to afford, and like really makes or breaks it for these little mom and pop shops. And we are so mean to him.
We are mean to him.
He's the nicest guy. And just because he does such silly things, like, you know, names every one of his dishes like he's a chef at TGI Fridays.
Yes.
Like, just because of that, we make fun of him. But he's a nice guy.
He uses too much Ed Hardy cologne. That's all I'm going to say.
I like him. And also, whenever I travel, I always go onto his website to see which restaurants he's been to, and I always try to visit his places. Yeah.
That's a good idea.
It's one of my favorite things to do. Jackson, we'll start with you. Guy Fieri, how old is he?
45
today, Bob. Monroe.
He's got to be older than that. I'm going to say 46.
52, Monroe with the point.
Good work. Got to give it up.
Happy birthday, Diane Lane. Actress.
Oh, no.
Unfaithful. Under the Tuscan Sun. House of Cards. She played Annette Shepherd.
I don't know her. I don't know who
Diane
you're
Lane,
about.
Really?
You don't know
Diane
You'll
Lane? You'll know her if you see her.
Oh, mm-hmm. Beautiful.
She's beautiful.
Yeah.
She's like one of those, she's like an Ashley Judd type.
Uh-huh.
She just won't age.
Timeless.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Timeless beauty.
She's got it going on.
Did you watch House of Cards?
Yeah, but she might have come in later because I only watched the first three seasons.
Gotcha.
I need to go back to where Claire kills Frank. Looks good.
See where it happens from there.
Yeah.
Monroe, how old is Diane Lane?
I'm going to say Diane Lane is 56.
56. Jackson.
57.
55. You both went over. No points.
Man, I was so close.
Oh, now that I know.
A happy birthday to DJ Jazzy Jeff.
And the Fresh Prince. Oh.
DJ Jazzy Jeff and the Fresh Prince still hang out. In fact, they performed together just last year.
Oh, they really? Did?
Yeah.
That's cool.
Mm-hmm.
I like their song together, The Summertime.
Oh, yeah. Summer. Absolutely.
It was a great video, too.
He still tours. DJ Jazzy Jeff, happy birthday to him. Jackson, how old is DJ Jazzy Jeff?
I'm going to say DJ Jazzy Jeff is 52.
52 from Jackson Monroe.
I kind of feel like you might have gone over.
Really?
Will Smith just barely celebrate his 50th.
Is
he older or younger than Will Smith? Oh, man. I don't know. I'm going to say one.
1 year old.
One.
1 year old.
1 year old. He's 55, so Jackson gets the
point.
Yeah! Oh, man, I went the wrong way.
Rock on! And finally, a happy birthday to the great Steve Perry from Journey. Highway run.
Yes. He's the guy that left the band.
He's the guy who left the band. He has no hard feelings with the band, though.
He broke up the band, man.
You know, he has been nothing but complimentary of the guy who took over. He's been really cool about the whole thing. Steve Perry, it is his birthday. Journey, one of the greats.
Don't stop believing.
Don't stop believing.
Hold on to that feeling. Yeah.
You gonna give me an age or?
Let's say he
spoken
is.
Spoken word it.
I'm gonna go 63.
63 from Monroe, Jackson.
63 in a month.
63 in a month. 71. Jackson with a point.
Yeah!
Jackson with the win.
Yeah.
All right, Monroe. Off air, you were telling me about how someone turned the Earth into a sandwich.
Yes.
So if you dug a tunnel from New Zealand to the other side of the planet, you would end up in Spain.
Mm-hmm.
So a college student in New Zealand found someone to help him make an Earth sandwich with bread.
Mm-hmm.
They used GPS to find the exact coordinates, and they both put down a slice of bread on both sides.
Yeah.
And thus, you have an Earth sandwich. Which I say, how has no one ever thought of that?
That's brilliant. That's so cool.
That's so awesome.
Now we have audio from the kid. Here he is.
So why I did it is fun, the ability to do it. It's amazing that we're able to actually be able to collaborate and do something like this at exact opposite points of the globe. Not only that, but I'm on uni holiday, which is not that exciting. And I'm very delighted to announce that we've got a new subreddit that's just been created in the last few minutes called r/sandwich, where anyone can go try to find somebody to make an Earth sandwich with.
So now you can actually go online and see, find someone and be like, hey, do you want to do it also? And you can both post photos and do like a split screen. Here's the news, though. If you're anywhere in the continental United States, the
we're all ocean.
Indian Ocean. We can't do it.
Isn't there like an Indian Ocean cruise line or something that we can get a hold of? Maybe a naval ship?
Let's get on Reddit and see if someone will take their ship out to the middle of the Indian Ocean.
Okay.
Drop a piece of bread in the water.
Bloop.
And then we'll poke one on our side.
Deal. Yeah.
That would be pretty cool.
Yeah.
We're going to do a topic next week, by the way. If you ever known someone who's been left at the altar or like called off a wedding last minute.
Mm-hmm.
Like, do you guys know of anyone? I'll tell you what it stems from next week, but we're going to get to there. But a wedding was just called off. So here's one of those stories.
Okay.
A couple in Western India was set to get married next month.
This is my choose the news story, John.
After a year of
planning. This was my story.
Their wedding.
This is what I said.
They had to call it off.
You're taking her story right now.
Why did they call it off?
Why did they call it off?
Because the groom's 48-year-old.
Hey, Monroe, why did they call it off?
Because the groom's dad,
the
groom's dad actually knew the bride's mom from back in the day. And guess what?
What?
They decided they were going to hook up.
Oh.
And then they ran away together. They can't find him.
Top notch. I love it.
Dude, so they had the kid. They're like, well, your dad's not there. My mom's not there. We can't get married without him.
I love it.
They got to be there for the ceremony.
Were either of them married also? Are they splitting up families at the same time?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're pretty sure that they decided to ditch their current spouses and elope.
Marriage.
At the wedding, huh?
Before.
Well, to be fair, Indian weddings are like 18 weeks long.
Yeah.
At some point, you could meet someone, fall in love with them, and elope. Easy.
The rehearsal dinner was off the hook.
I think we all love The Onion here in the studio, right?
Oh, yeah.
They're the best.
I love The Onion. Satire.
Satire.
So funny.
Sock in it to people who take themselves a little too serious in life.
To everyone, too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, men, women, children, celebrities, the rich, the poor. It doesn't matter. They'll make fun of you.
So back in 2011, The Onion did this produced piece, and it just happened to show up on I have like all these like hashtags, and Wayback Wednesday is one of them on Twitter that showed up. And it popped up, and I got to share it with you because The Onion did an entire fake story on how Applebee's was launching an ad campaign that urged hipsters to eat there and mock the place while they ate there.
That's
okay.
Hilarious.
So that was The Onion's fake story.
Stop it.
About Applebee's.
Oh no.
Because it would be ironic.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Like, isn't it ironic if we all ate there?
We all, yeah.
So here is The Onion's fake story about Applebee's.
Okay.
What do you guys want to do?
We could go to Applebee's. No, let's seriously go to Applebee's.
Okay.
Look,
guys. It's grilled.
It's just like my neighborhood restaurant, only completely geographically non-specific.
Yeah, nothing like a wild time at Applebee's, right?
Applebee's. Wouldn't it be funny to go to Applebee's?
That's so good. Wouldn't it be funny?
Wouldn't it be funny?
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, man.
Oh, that's so good.
All right. Are you ready for my amazing fact of the day?
Yeah.
Did you know that Charles Darwin's personal pet tortoise didn't die until recently?
Yeah.
That's what you
They live
you
forever,
did.
Yeah.
Yeah, but did you know Charles Darwin's?
The Charles Darwin's.
Mm-hmm. Like, he got it from the Galapagos. It was
he
a Galapagos
did.
Tortoise,
yeah, he brought
right?
back a 5-year-old tortoise named Harriet. She outlived Charles Darwin by 124 years.
Dang.
Making her a whopping 176 years. In fact, she lived out her final years as part of the family of Steve Irwin's family in Australia.
Aww.
Until she passed away.
She had a good end.
She had good end.
I'm pretty sure that there was 100 years or so that probably were a little unsure. She didn't know what was going to happen.
Touch and go.
Yeah.
But the last 70 were fantastic.
It was okay. All right, Jackson, final thoughts.
Yeah, go check out the podcast. Search for The Mix Morning Fix on your favorite podcast directory.
Monroe?
I have another amazing fact. Did you know that Albert Einstein actually wasn't a bad student in school?
Oh,
he aced all of his tests.
Yeah. We were doing that earlier, like the things that we think we know, but we really don't. And everyone always says that Einstein was a terrible student.
Yeah.
So that's not even
true. And even him himself, he's like, no, dude, I aced all my tests.
Yeah.
He's like, are you kidding me? I'm a genius.
They made a whole movie about it.
I know.
Remember?
IQ.
Yes.
Yeah. It's a great movie. It's a fun movie. Brendan Fraser, I think, is in it.
Aw.
I believe Walter Matthau played Einstein. I could be way off.
I thought it was Carrot Top.
I'm sorry.
Probably
IQ
not.
Movie.
I lean towards me. I lean towards my.
Who plays Einstein?
Who plays Einstein?
Let's see. Einstein was played by.
Is it Walter Matthau? Come on. Come on.
Tim Robbins.
Oh, Tim Robbins.
Oh, Tim
That's
Robbins.
Right.
Oh, no, yes. You're right. You're right. Walter Matthau. Tim Robbins was in it.
You're right. Walter Matthau.
Meg Ryan, Tim Robbins played.
Tim Robbins
it.
Was not, it wasn't Brendan Fraser. It was
right.
Tim Robbins. That's
he
right.
looks like Carrot Top in the movie, though.
Nope.
A little.
He looks like Albert Einstein in the movie.
Hey, we did Monroe's story already.
Yeah, I don't have anything to say right now.
I got mine.
Tell me, John. Tell me all about it.
Good news.
Wait,
Brad.
You want me to tell it? Because, you know.
You told your half.
Yeah, you got your story in there. There are many people in the world that are more isolated than lighthouse keepers.
Yeah.
Turns out that job is still around, by the way. There are still lighthouse keepers
well, yeah.
out there. And there's
Why?
A guy.
Do you just have to turn it on?
You have to be there in case
you
the
have to keep
light bulb
it up. Yeah.
There's a guy named Ivan, and he is a lighthouse keeper in Canada. And back in November, he entered a lottery drawing online. I guess in Canada, you could just do it that way. You don't have to like go to Evanston and buy a ticket. Like you could just do it online.
Oh.
He won the jackpot of $1 million. Canadian dollars.
Oh,
sweet.
Yeah.
About 765,000 US dollars.
Yeah.
But Ivan had to wait more than 2 months to collect his winnings because you cannot leave a lighthouse unattended and no one would cover for him. So he sat there for 2 months.
No.
Dude, you know how upset I would be? Dude, I will pay you.
By yourself.
$1,000, man. Just
bored.
Come sit here for a day.
Yeah. 2 months until someone finally covered for him. He just went on Monday, collected it, and he said he's going to spend less time at lighthouses. That's one of his plans.
That's fair.
I bet. I'd be so mad. I would be furious.
There's not a job in the world that I wouldn't run away to collect my $1 million for. Mm-hmm. Oh, you're going to fire me? Cool. Bye.
I wonder if it's a law.
I bet it is. I bet he
has.
Been.
It has to, right?
Otherwise, you leave.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, if someone called me like, hey, you just want $1 million, I would leave you two and never come back. That's for sure.
No,
I'd be like,
wouldn't.
See ya.
I told you. You'll get a postcard in the mail.
You'd come back.
And that's it. Get a nice little postcard.
John and I worked this out many years ago.
Yeah.
We're just going to write in. It's been real. See ya.
Peace.
You guys going to fill me in on this plan, or when do I get to be? I'm the one that's going to come in
come
and find
yet.
Your notes.
I don't know, Jackson. What do you think? Do we bring her in?
Am I the one that, like, I have to come in and discover the notes and be like, I get the Dear John letters?
Well, not notes. It'll just be one of us at a time. No one's splitting it.
Yeah, that was part of the agreement.
That was the agreement. John was just going to cut and run.
Well, yeah. So then I come in and I find Jackson's note that he's gone, and then I look over at you, and you look back at me like, well, I have to go now too.
Right, yeah. I have somewhere to go. I must catch a flight right now. All right, thanks for listening to our podcast. Brand new episode back tomorrow. Rate, review, subscribe. That helps us out. Bye-bye.